Expect moderation in HDB resale flat prices when supply increase from next year. This is what newly minted National Development, Chi Hong Tai, said on Wednesday in his first remark to the media since taking over this new portfolio. He mentioned that more new flats built in the last few years will meet the 5 years minimum occupation period starting from 2026. I quote, "Once we see more supply coming in and also coupled with more new BTO flats entering the market, I think we will see moderation in the resale flat prices in the years ahead." Seriously, will that be happening? Let me look into my crystal ball. More MOP flats flooding into the market will only lead to one thing for sure: higher prices. That's it. If you don't believe me, let me share with you an example. This is a HDB cluster along Pine Close, which is also known as Pine Vista. It's near Dakota MRT Station, Old Airport Road Hawker Center, and popular primary schools. They comprise of 2, 3, and 4 room flats. They are already 4 years old. By next year, it will hit its 5 years MOP mark. Based on recent transactions in the area, older HDB flats at 47 Jalan Tiga, which has a balance lease of 78 years, are already fetching 800,000 to 900,000 for 4 room flats. For 5 room flats, they are easily going above $1 million. You tell me, lor, if you are an owner staying there, will you be selling cheaper than your older neighbors? MOP flats are highly sought after by affluent singles, married couples, PRs, to private property owners. Going forward, 4 room flat in Pine Vista will be easily going above 1.3 to 1.4 million each. If that is the case, I find it puzzling if HDB resale prices will moderate ahead. Anyway, the rising HDB resale prices is also due to HDB's very own success. They built super solid public flats. In my opinion, they are even superior than many 99 years private condos. Affordable, practical, and convenient. Here, share with me your thoughts if I talk sense here.